We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
On the Buffalo Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, this is Buffs Prime Time with Tad Boyle and J.R. Payne. Brought to you by Coors Light, Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly. And by Pepsi, that's what I like.
Look out below! He elevates and slams with two hands.
Here is your host, the voice of the Buffaloes, Mark Johnson.
Well, it's great to be back once again with Buff Prime Time as we talk Colorado basketball every Monday night from 7 until 8 o'clock in the Colorado Basketball Network. I'm voice of the Buffs, Mark Johnson. The Colorado men's team coming off a split this past weekend as they dropped a game, a close one, and a heartbreaker in Eugene last Thursday night to the Oregon Ducks. Bounced back with a nail-biting game on Saturday night as they took care of the Oregon State Beavers, 61-57. We're going to talk with head coach Tad Boyle. They get ready for the LA schools coming to town this week. They've got Thursday night USC and then Saturday night UCLA. And we've got some news we're going to break on the show as well here coming up about a potential schedule addition for the Buffaloes. J.R. Payne, she and the women's basketball program coming off a sweep of the Washington schools. So a great weekend for the CU women. And during our player segment tonight, I just drew a total blank on who we're having.
I think Deshaun Schwartz is
I think
us.
You're right.
It's a lefty from Colorado Springs.
See, it's a good thing that Ted's here. He can tell us about his team and what I'm doing on the show tonight. So that's
well, only because I asked the question. Believe me.
Well,
I'm usually the last to know.
Yeah. Troy did tell me yesterday, and I totally drew a blank on it. So, Deshaun, how could we forget Deshaun Schwartz, senior for the Buffaloes? Boy, the season winding down quickly here. It's amazing how quickly it's gone by, isn't it?
It is. It's amazing. Yeah. We say it every year. You know, here we get to mid to late February, and you're like, oh boy, where'd this one go? But this one's for the books, man. This COVID season, and I don't know how much has been documented. I should have been keeping a journal, but
that would have been wise.
I'm just trying to get to the next day with my sanity and my health, and we all are.
I can't tell you how many times I've talked to Ted on game day and how the testing go. And it's just like we're waiting to get the results. Okay, we're good to go.
Yeah,
let's go back and look at this past weekend. I mean, you had a couple of close ball games. We've talked so many times over the years about the thin line between women winning and losing.
pitching.
Yep.
You don't do a couple of things you need to do against Oregon. You do a couple of things you need to do against Oregon State, and that's the difference in four-point games going either direction.
Yeah, no doubt. And you know, the Oregon loss was it stung, there's no doubt, because right. we thought we could win the game. But, you know, sometimes, Mark, as you know, you've been around me a while. You've been around this game a lot longer than that. And that is sometimes when you lose a game, you can I slept as good on Thursday night after a loss as I've slept in a long, long time because I felt like our guys really battled and competed and fought. We didn't play well enough to win. We didn't shoot the ball well enough, obviously, to win. But, you know, you can live with certain things. And the loss that we had against Oregon, I can live with because I know our guys were dialed in. They executed the game plan defensively well. It's disappointing, and there's no moral victories. There's no doubt about it. That was a different feeling than the loss at Cal, the loss at home against Utah, the loss, you know, on the road against Washington. You know, go down the list of all of our losses this year is a little different deal. But and then we turn around and figured out a way to win the game against Oregon State, even though we didn't shoot the ball well. And, you know, you look at the last five games defensively, and you look at our numbers, you're like, whoa, the Buffs are getting better defensively.
Sure.
You look at our last five games offensively, shooting the ball from three, and it's like, whoa, where'd the three-point shot go? And it goes back to if you defend and rebound, you give yourself a chance to win. We gave ourselves a chance to win against Oregon. We couldn't do it. We gave ourselves a chance to win against Oregon State, and we did it.
Yeah.
And
you go back to that Oregon game, and to your point, to back up what you're saying, Colorado's plus 24 rebounding in that game. I mean, really rebounded the ball.
Yeah, 14.
Well,
yeah, 14.
Plus 14.
Yeah, 14, yeah.
Plus 14 in that ball game. You had 16 offensive rebounds in that contest. I mean, you did things. Now, what happened was, you know, good players will make good plays on occasion. Oregon had a couple that made some. What did you see when you went back and looked at Colorado defensively in that ballgame?
Well, I thought we guarded pretty darn well as a team, except for maybe some individual matchups. Will Richardson, Amarui, we did a great job on Amarui.
Yeah.
Will Richardson and Duarte made a couple of plays down the stretch, one-on-one plays, guarding the ball. And we talked after the game about having that intestinal fortitude as a player one-on-one because Oregon, what they do a lot of times, Mark, is they isolate drives. They'll isolate Will Richardson against, you know, a player that for Colorado that's guarding him, or they'll isolate Duarte. You have to take that isolation as a challenge one-on-one because they space the floor, they shoot the ball well from three, so sometimes you can get spread out against those guys. And McKinley Wright said it in the locker room after the game. He's like, you know, we've got to have more pride individually. You know, we certainly have pride as a group, but sometimes as just a player one-on-one down the stretch, you got to have pride to get your guy stopped. And we didn't do that at critical times. You know, we did a pretty good job of it as when you look at the totality of the game. You look at the field goal percentage defense, but Will Richardson made some plays down the stretch, and Duarte did too, and we were unable to do that offensively. We had some really, really good looks on offense against Oregon.
Yeah.
You go back and you're like, ooh.
The shooting, the 6-27 in that one from downtown.
Yeah.
There was a pretty good percentage of 27 shots. Were really good shots.
Really good shots from three and some bunnies at the rim.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
And look, you look at Dallas Walton and Evan Batty together. They're 1-for-10, and the one shot that went in was a 15-foot jump shot by Dallas.
You know,
early in the game. So those guys are. That's not a normal outing for those guys. And we've got some Deshaun. And Maddox are better three-point shooters than what they showed that night. So, look, sometimes you don't make shots, and that's why you give yourself a chance, and we did that. So, as hard as it was, as frustrating as it was, sometimes you have to move on to the next game.
Ted, every program has got their defensive principles they adhere to. Help people understand a little bit. When you talk about Oregon going into ISO situations, all right? Tell me, is it just the fact that you're saying to one guy, hey, you're out there on an island? What are the principles that you're doing?
Yeah, I mean, sometimes they really do a good job of, again, and they've got five good players on the floor.
Sure.
That's the difference between Oregon and some teams. Some teams might have four good players and one guy that you don't have to guard.
Yeah.
So, like, for example, Oregon State has Silva, who's really good at the rim, But when you're guarding Silva, you can really be in the gap and shrink the floor.
Because he's not going to hit a 15-foot jump.
Because he's not going to hit a 15-foot jump shot. So now you can only help for so long because he's at the rim, but you can at least shrink the floor. And they've got, you know, a couple other guys. Alatiche is not a great three-point shooter.
Right.
So you can shrink the floor on him. Well, Oregon's got Amarui sometimes at the five and Lawson at the five who can stretch the floor. You have to guard those guys at the three-point line, so you got to stay a little closer to them, which opens up the isolation drives that I'm talking about. And that's what makes Oregon so difficult sometimes to guard is their ability to stretch the floor at all five positions. And quite frankly, that's what makes us hard to guard at
sure
times.
Sure does.
Because Dallas Walton, you have to guard at the three-point line. Evan, sometimes you do, sometimes you don't. Jariah Horn, you better. You know? So we've got – now, sometimes those threes go in and sometimes they don't go in. And when they don't go in – you know, the defense looks pretty good. But when they go in, you're like, oh, there's no answer for these guys.
Right.
And sometimes that's the way it is with Oregon because they're really, really good off the bounce.
So sometimes it is just, hey, it's mano a mano, fellas. You got to win your battle right now.
Win your battle.
Yeah.
It's the line of scrimmage in football.
Exactly. Let's, right.
You know, that's what it is.
So in that Oregon game, and you and I talked about this in the post game. In the second half, you guys open up. You're averaging a turnover a minute for the first 11 minutes. That really kind of put some weight on you guys.
Absolutely, because we got eight more shots than Oregon.
Right.
We got eight more shots than they did. If we don't turn it over 17 times and we turn it over 11 times, we win that game.
Right.
We win that. You know, so taking care of the ball is another part of it and keeping them out of transition. So, yeah, there's two things you can look at. You know, our inability to guard the ball and our inability to take care of the ball. Those are the two things that cost us the Oregon game.
Yeah.
They're both correctable. And that's one of the things I really love about our staff is Rick Ray after the game, you know, because I always give the assistants a chance to, hey, what did you see? Tell the team what you think, because they get tired of my voice. You know, they hear it in every timeout, and by the end of the night, they're like, yeah, coach, whatever. You know, but sometimes the assistant voices, and Rick Ray stepped in and said, guys, you know, the good thing about tonight's game is the two things that cost us this game, and our players are dialed in now. McKinley, like our guys know what cost us that game. The two things that cost us that game are inability to guard the ball one-on-one, our inability to take care of the ball, they're correctable.
Right.
And that's, you know, that's what I love about our staff. That's what I love about our team. And we bounced back, and we did that against Oregon State. Again, we didn't shoot the ball well. We're still 4-for-whatever from three. Wasn't a great shooting night, but we found a way to win.
Like the Buffs, in fact, the last three games, I think it's 13 of 60, I think, from downtown.
Yeah. And we've got and Mark, we've got good shooters.
Without question.
And I watch us shoot in shoot around. I watch us shoot in practice. Whew, we're shooting. We're stroking it now.
Yeah.
And so, but that just goes to say offense comes, offense goes. The shots, sometimes they go in, sometimes they don't. Figure out a way to win when they don't go in. We did that in Corvallis. We didn't do it in Eugene.
The Buffaloes get the split on the road. They come back home. They got the two L.A. schools coming to town. Thursday, USC. Saturday is UCLA. We're going to tell you something at the other side of the break about the Buffs' upcoming schedule as well. We'll go ahead and take a timeout. It is Buffs Primetime presented by the Avery Brewing Company. J.R. Payne, Deshaun Schwartz still to come. One more segment with Tad Boyle after this. This is Colorado Basketball from Learfield IMG College.
Hey, Buffs fans, Mark Johnson here. With multiple hospital, urgent care, and specialty clinic locations across Colorado, UC Health celebrates Buffs fans as they live an extraordinary life. UC Health, the official healthcare partner of the University of Colorado.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. I'm a better neighbor because my service has taught me how important it is to be a team player. My training helps me in my classes when I must give attention to detail to the task at hand. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
First National Bank is proud to be an official bank of CU Athletics and the exclusive provider of the CU Visa Debit Card. Find out how you can take the game with you with a CU Visa Debit Card free with any First National Bank checking account. Visit any branch or fnbo.com/buffs to get the ball rolling on your free CU Visa Debit Card today. First National Bank, an official bank of CU Athletics.
And now, a moment of chill from Coors Light. Coors Light, Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill after the short but cold beer run from hot tub to cabin. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Hey, Buffs fans. Voice of the Buffs, Mark Johnson here for UPS. Your customers want more from your business. You've got to make more happen. Whether they're in Boulder or on the other side of the world, globally or locally, UPS is building solutions to help businesses give their customers exactly what they want. More. Made easy. UPS, official logistics company of Colorado Athletics.
Dear Winner, we're not scared of you, because almost nothing can stand in the way of a new 2021 Toyota. When you say, stay home under a blanket, we come out to play. People say you're ice cold, but our lineup at Toyota.com is red hot. See you in the snow. Toyota. Right now, get $1,250 cash back on a new 2021 RAV4.
Cash back from Toyota Motor Sales USA, Inc. varies by region. See dealer for details. All friends March 1st, 2021.
Your Front Range Toyota stores are proud official partners of CU Athletics.
At Safeway, being part of the communities we serve has always been at the core of who we are. As a proud sponsor of the University of Colorado Buffaloes, we're committed to the players and the fans. And today, we're here for you now more than ever, offering safe, contactless grocery pickup with Drive Up and Go. Order online and we'll have your groceries ready whenever you are. So all you have to do is drive up and go. Download the Safeway delivery and pickup app today.
It's back, the return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Director's Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first-place trophy in June for their season-long success. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, a premier institutional award jointly launched in 1993 by USA Today and NACTA.
Hey, Buffs fans, Mark Johnson here. With multiple hospital, urgent care, and specialty clinic locations across Colorado, UC Health celebrates Buffs fans as they live an extraordinary life. UC Health, the official healthcare partner of the University of Colorado.
Back once again on Buffs Primetime here at the Colorado Basketball Network. Our flagship in Denver is KOA News Radio, 850 AM, 94.1 FM. Our program presented by Avery Brewing Company, our great sponsor for Buffs Primetime. We continue one more segment with Tad Boyle, J.R. Payne coming up. They swept this weekend on the road, and also our player guest, Deshaun Schwartz, here tonight. Hey, before we get down to talking a little bit maybe about your upcoming games, a little bit about the OSU ball game, we found out today that you're going to be making up a game here next week.
We are, yeah. I think Arizona State's coming here on Thursday, March the 4th. And so, yeah, that'll get us all 20 games in. We'll have 10 on the road, 10 at home, which is, you know, the way we
the way it was drawn up.
It was drawn up early, so we executed our parts. You know, not all teams are going to get all 20 of their games in.
Right.
There'll be some that are have more road games than home games and vice versa. And it reminds me of the old Butch casting a Sundance Kid scene. When
I just saw that movie the other day.
When Butch's hole-in-the-wall gang has a guy that challenges him, and he says, you know, we're going to have guns or knives. And Butch doesn't want to fight the guy, so he says, well, let's go knives. And says, we're going to get the rules straight. And the guy looks at him and says, rules in a knife fight? And you know what happens next.
He gets
kicked in the in the area that hurts.
Yeah.
And that's the way some teams are going to feel after this.
Having more road games at home.
Absolutely. Yeah. And you know, so fairness kind of goes out the window sometimes. And it's you can't please everybody. That's right. The way scheduling is. But I feel bad for some of the teams that are going to kind of come up on the short end of the stick. For us, it's a moot point. We get 10 at home, 10 on the road. Yep. We'll play the game. We'll, you know, do what we're supposed to do. Assuming we can all stay healthy and negative testing and all that sort of thing. We'll see how that plays out over the next 2 weeks. And then the conference tournament, you know, which is going to be held in Las Vegas and is going to be held within the 7-day testing window of the NCAA tournament. we'll see how it all works out.
It's going to be interesting. And you can just go to our website at CUBus.com and the Pac-12 website. They've got all the games that are being made up. There was a reason why earlier this year we moved that Utah game up to give kind of this
cushion period.
And that's what's happening. Because the way it was set up, after the UCLA game, there wouldn't have been another game for Colorado until the tournament got underway.
Yeah, and I think everybody was able to do that other than Oregon.
Is that right?
Oregon State, I think. I believe. Okay. I know Oregon and Oregon State still have a game to play.
Yeah.
And I haven't looked at this thing close enough to see. But you've got a lot of things at stake. You've got equity. Mm-hmm. You've got NCAA tournament chances. You've got seeding chances. And you also have a conference championship, which, you know, I know the automatic qualifier goes to the winner of the tournament.
Yeah.
I'm fundamentally opposed to that concept, and always have been, because I think it's much, much harder to win a league championship over an 18-20-game schedule than it is to get hot in whatever location you're in for 3 or 4 days and string a few wins together and win a championship that gets you the qualifying bid. But that's the way that it's set up, and that's the rules we play by. But nobody asks me my opinion a lot of times when it comes to these things, Mark, and I don't understand why.
Oh, you and I have talked.
Because I've got an opinion.
We've talked long enough to each other to understand why. You know what, though? I'm with you 100% in that regard. Yeah. However, in our first year in the Pac-12, I really liked it.
No, I know. I did, too. And our fans did. Yeah. And look, I understand why there are conference tournaments. I get that. I just, again, I think I would like to see the winner of the conference, which that year it was Washington.
Yes.
And they didn't get a bid, and I think that was a travesty.
Yes.
It really was. And we got the bid, and it worked out well for us. So this isn't about looking about what's best for you. It's what's best for the league,
right?
What's best for the game, and what's fair.
Yeah.
And to me, when it comes to scheduling, mm-hmm. fairness, when you were talking about any conference, I don't care if you're talking about the Big East, the Big Sky, or the Pac-12, fairness in scheduling is the number one fundamental thing, in my opinion.
I agree.
That is important.
I agree.
And then you let the chips fall where they may.
Yep.
And when you don't have fairness.
That's why I've always said one of the more – and you listen, it pains me because they are a team that we've had a pretty good rivalry with for a long time, especially back in our Big 12 days. What Kansas did for the 13 consecutive regular season titles in college basketball is as impressive as anything I've seen in college sports. To win a marathon
no
13
question.
Consecutive years in a row
yep.
is awful impressive.
You go back to the John Wooden days.
Yes.
It's the only other time it's been done.
That's exactly right.
To my knowledge.
Yeah.
I mean, it rivals that. So there's no, and with this, I want to say this too, Mark. You know, this year with COVID, you know, equity is something that's been hard to strike a balance.
Very difficult.
But I haven't looked at this thing closely enough,
right.
but I will here. When we get off the air.
There's a few teams that are going to get the short end of it, and it's a tough deal, but it's been such an odd year. Hey, you know, you're a big sports fan. Did you know today was the anniversary? What would it be? 41 years since the miracle on ice.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Do you believe in miracles?
Do you believe in miracles? Yes. Yeah. Brooks was the coach?
Herb Brooks.
I couldn't remember the first name, but I remember the last. No, that was what a special, special time that was. And I'm not a hockey fan.
Right.
You know, and it was that caught the sporting world by storm.
You didn't have to be a hockey fan to appreciate that.
You didn't.
And to put in the context, and you and I are roughly the same age, you go back to that time and what the Soviet Union meant and what that hockey program meant, what it symbolized.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And the dominance that they had.
That's exactly right.
And nobody was expecting us to win. That's what makes sports so great. You know, and that's why competition is so – and that's why you play the games.
But, you know, here's something that ties right back into what you always talk about, okay? Many people don't realize that was a semifinal game. That wasn't the gold medal.
That's right.
And so they had to come back against Finland. And to your point about the next game is always the most important one.
Yeah.
If the USA doesn't win the gold medal, we all kind of go, okay, it was great. Yeah. But, you know, right?
Absolutely.
So what you preached to your team was true back then. It was epitomized back then by eventually winning after a big game like that. And it's true for your basketball team. The next game is always the most important.
Absolutely. And it doesn't matter if you won it or you lost it, if it was a big game or not a big game. And that's what our team, you know, you want. Because the greatest thing about athletics, in my opinion, Mark, is the life lessons that it teaches you that these kids will take with them the rest of their lives and in whatever walk of life they end up going into. And I've learned a lot, and I continue to learn. And our players, the one thing I love about this team, I love the fact that they are they're very eager to learn, and they're not full of themselves. Even though we've got a lot of seniors that could very easily say, "Yeah, coach, I got that, I got that." They're very resilient and eager to learn.
You see what we did there? We actually talked Miracle on Ice and brought it right back around to the Colorado Buffaloes.
The Buffaloes. There you go. Good. That's pretty good.
Hey, give us a thought about this weekend. Okay, now we find out. We thought this was going to be your final weekend. Now you've got the game against Arizona State. But still, you've got the two teams that are sitting at the top of the Pac-12 coming in this week. What an opportunity for your Buffaloes, starting Thursday with USC.
Anytime you've got somebody that's above you and that was picked above you and that is above you, it gives you the advantage emotionally to say, okay, we want to get to where they are or bring them back to the pack. There's only one way to do it, go out and beat them. And we've proven that we can beat USC. They're a totally different team than when we played them. Mm-hmm. I think our game was their first league game. Okay. You got some freshmen, Evan Mobley being one of them, that was, you know, maybe wasn't quite sure what Pac-12 play was all about. Now he does, and he's playing very, very well. But USC's talented, UCLA. You know, we beat them four times in a row. Now they've beaten us three times in a row. So it's time for us to step up and make a statement against them as well. But it's going to be a heck of a challenge. But more importantly to me, our players, a heck of an opportunity, Mark.
You talk about Evan Mobley. I mean, he's a guy that's a unique talent right there. And it becomes a very difficult cover, isn't it?
Yeah, he is. It reminds me a lot of a guy that I played with named Danny Manning. 6'11", thin, kind of a finesse player, very skilled. Evan's probably a little bit better of a scorer than Danny was at the same age, but not quite as good a passer. Danny Manning could really pass the ball. But I remember with Danny, the one thing he did not like is physicality. He didn't like people up in him. We're going to have to really be physical with him without fouling and make everything that he gets tough. But understand, too, you might play great defense and he's 7 foot tall and he might score it over you. And, you know, he might do that a couple of times. But if you just got to make everything difficult for him, make him work for everything. And then, you know, the guard that they've got that's been playing really, really well for him, for Coach Enfield, is, and his name's escaping me now, but he is really, really playing well and shooting the ball well and scoring the ball. So those two guys are the key. They've got other guys. The Peterson kid really comes off screens. He's a 6'8 guard.
Yep.
That puts pressure.
Are you talking about Taj Eady?
Taj Eady. Yeah. Taj Eady. Yeah. There you go. Thank you. Yeah, Taj Eady is playing really, really well and shooting the ball extremely well. So, you know, he and Mobley kind of give him that inside-outside, even though Mobley can play outside. But this is a team that we match up with well. The thing I like about our basketball team, Mark, is you look at Dallas Walton and Evan Batty, Tristan Da Silva's coming on. Hopefully we'll get Jabari back, Jariah Horn. We've got on the front line the ability to match up in different ways with big teams or small teams. But then we got Deshaun and Maddox and Eli in the perimeter, give us some size and athleticism defensively. And then obviously McKinley and Keyshawn in the backcourt. So we can match up with a lot of different teams. And that's one thing I like about the Buffs this year.
Hey, before we let you go here and get to a break, we've got one of your seniors coming up here.
Yep.
The southpaw of Colorado Springs, Deshaun Schwartz. You know, we hope he's got not just three regular season games, but deep into tournament games coming up.
Absolutely.
Here. Give us a thought about him, though.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. When we recruited Deshaun, we had a kid in the program named George King. Mm-hmm. And George was a junior, going to be a senior, and Deshaun came in and learned under George for a year, and I think really took heed to a lot of the things that George did for us. Maybe, you know, was a 6'6", big, strong, athletic guy. Deshaun has become that, and his ability to shoot the ball, his ability to put the ball on the floor, his ability to defend. He's really rebounded the ball well here lately. He had 15 against Utah. He had 11 against Oregon. He had 6 the other night against Oregon State. So, you know, his ability to affect the game in multiple ways, much like George did, has really turned into a blessing for this team. And it's just been the best thing about our job, Mark, is you get to see kids come in as freshmen and you get to see them grow, you know, from a physical standpoint, mental standpoint, academic standpoint, social standpoint. And Deshaun Schwartz, is he's got success written all over him, no matter what he ends up doing in his life. Really a talented guy.
They come in as 18-year-old boys and leave as 22-year-old men.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yep, and he's the epitome of that. There's no doubt about it.
Good stuff. Well, we'll talk with Deshaun coming up next. Tad, good luck on Thursday.
Okay, thanks,
all right.
Mark.
Tad Boyle, head coach of the Buffaloes. You've got the Trojans of USC coming to town on Thursday night at the Event Center. The Buffs and Trojans, I want to make sure I got the time on that one right. That's a 7 o'clock game. We'll hit the air at 6:30 on the network. Scott and I will with Buffs warm-up. Let's go and take a timeout. It's Buffs Prime Time, presented by Avery Brewing Company. The aforementioned Deshaun Schwartz will join us next. This is Colorado Basketball from Learfield IMG College.
Out here, we charge into the heartland with Mountain Dew. Out here, there's no rush hour, just the rush of flying wide open on glassy water at 5 a.m. with your first dew in hand. And there's no spin class, just bright green spinnerbait that ironically matches your second dew. Out here, we don't just play big buck hunt, we hunt actual big bucks. And out here, the best road is off-road, and the color of your truck is mud. Out here, it's dew.
How do you become America's best-selling brand? Let's break it down. Innovative tech means smarter and safer driving. Intelligent all-wheel drive will keep you ready for anything. And built Ford Tough trucks will always get the job done. Plus, come into your local Ford store today and get super low APR financing, big cash back, and great lease offers on Ford's full line of cars, trucks, and SUVs. That's Ford, and that's how you become America's best-selling brand. Sales claim based on calendar year sales.
Hey, Buffs fans. This is Mark Johnson here at Hazel's Beverage World. Did you know that Hazel's has the friendliest staff and the largest selection of beer, wine, and spirits in Boulder? Hazel's is locally owned and operated and conveniently located at 28th and Pearl in Boulder. Remember, Hazel's is the official pre- and post-game headquarters of the Buffs.
Be you old at Hazel's Beverage World before or after the game.
Saving money has always been hard. There's always something awesome you just need to have. But what if there was a banking package that saved money every time you bought that something you just needed to have? Introducing First Bank Bloom. Bloom automatically saves whenever you spend on things you just need to have. Spend, save, earn with First Bank Bloom. Open a package today at efirstbank.com/bloom. Certain restrictions and requirements apply. First Bank. Banking for good. Member FDIC.
First Bank.
Banking for good.
Hey, Buffs, so you're probably cheering on your team from your living room, which might double as your home office, and maybe even your bedroom. Well, with rates at historic lows, it's a great time to refinance with Rocket Mortgage and get cash out of your home. Cash which you could use to remodel a spare room into the ultimate fan cave. When you're ready to upgrade your home court, Rocket can. So get started at rocketmortgage.com. Rocket Mortgage, proud mortgage partner of CU Athletics.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, license in all 50 states, NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Gerard Butler stars as a man determined to save his family from a catastrophic event. Rent, Greenland, now available at Redbox. When a comet is projected to hit Earth in 2 days and trigger the apocalypse, John Garrity desperately attempts to flee to a safe haven in Greenland with his estranged wife and son. The journey turns perilous as panic and lawlessness grow around them, making their path to safety uncertain. Watch Greenland and make it a Redbox night. Visit Redbox.com for all the ways to watch.
Back once again, players segment time now on Buffs Prime Time, presented by Avery Brewing Company. Thanks for joining us on the Colorado Basketball Network. You can also watch the show at the CU Buffs Facebook page, which is why Deshaun was fixing his hair here just before we went on, right? Deshaun Schwartz joining us, senior for the Buffaloes out of Colorado Springs. Can you believe you're already a senior? We're really talking about your last regular season games. What happened?
Man, time goes by quick.
Man, oh
that's
man.
For sure.
You came in here 4 years ago. I think you needed to ask for directions to get to Boulder back then, right? You were young. You didn't know what was going on. Now you're an old man. You're wise beyond your years. What happened?
Yeah. life happens gradually and then suddenly.
Yeah, without question.
Yeah.
What do you think about it? And again, I'm not putting a postscript on your career. You've got three regular season games left. We've got a Pac-12 conference tournament. We got an NCAA tournament. There's still plenty to look forward to. But just reminisce with me a little bit. What do you think about when you think back over 4 years here at CU?
Freshman year, Italy. Mm. Freshman year, home versus Arizona.
Yeah.
Sophomore year, home NIT. Junior year.
World falling apart.
Not quite. great year.
Yeah.
Should have made the NCAA tournament.
Yes.
World falling apart.
Yeah.
Senior year. Great year.
Yeah. That team last year, what did you guys learn at the end of the year? Because you faced some adversity down the stretch of that season.
We did.
Yeah.
We did.
I've talked with, you know, McKinley, you, Evan, leaders on this team. I think you guys all learned something at the end about attention to detail, about commitment, about the things that you need to do to be successful, didn't you?
Yeah, it's sometimes you just got to buckle down and really lock in at the end.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's what we're aiming to do.
Yeah. Do you look back in that decision you made? I guess over 4 years ago, you're a senior down, and or did you commit your junior year? When did you commit?
I committed my senior year.
Your senior
right
year.
Before my senior
right
year.
Right before your senior year.
Yes,
and you look back on that. Now you know you got the advantage of hindsight. Wise decision by you?
Yeah, for sure.
Right.
It's been an amazing 4 years. You know, the coaching staff, a couple of coaches have come and go, but, you know, I made great relationships with every single one of them.
Yeah.
The recruiting class I came in with, and I love those guys, and I'll talk to them forever.
Ted was talking about you coming in and learning under George King, because he was a junior when you got here. Like, is that right?
Senior.
Senior?
Yeah.
What do you think you learned from a guy like that? George is one of my favorite people of all time. He's got one of the most unique personalities ever.
Yeah.
What'd you learn from George?
He's a mysterious guy.
That's a great way of describing him.
Yeah. George was my guy.
Yeah.
I think the main thing I picked up from him was just that workmanlike mentality. You know, like I would always see him shooting around after practice he'd probably have 3-4 managers with him shooting.
Really?
But he would get it in.
Yeah.
And I really respected him for that.
Where have you improved the most over the course? Where have you grown as a player?
I think more on the defense and rebounding side, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
I came in here with that kind of just as a kind of, I wouldn't say afterthought, but it wasn't at the forefront of my priorities.
Well, come on, when you're a freshman, player. It's all about putting the ball in the hole,
yeah,
right?
You're trying to get baskets when you first get here.
Exactly.
So, yeah, I mean, you know, I really learned how to play man-to-man defense, especially under Coach Boyle, and how to rebound, become a better rebounder.
Is that the biggest eye-opener, do you think, for young guys when they come in? Because, listen, you guys all get here having been the best player from wherever you came from. I mean, most of the time, a college player at this level comes rolling in, and they've been the big man on campus. And then they get here and realize, wow, I got to learn how to play this game. I was athletic enough to play the game, but now I got to learn to play it. Is that the biggest kind of hurdle you eventually get to when you get to college?
Yeah, I tell people all the time, you know, high schoolers who ask what the biggest difference is. It's a whole different game.
Sure.
Especially, you know, in Colorado Springs, it's like I didn't learn ball screen coverages really until like my last year in AAU. And then even then, like they really nailed it in when I got here.
Because I would imagine most high school programs, maybe not all of them, but most of them, there's probably not a huge scouting report. But you get here and they hand you a scouting report. And I'm with you guys in those meetings, and it's the team breakdown. What does Colorado need to do on offense, do on defense, all that kind of stuff, what the individual matchups are. You've got to, I mean, that's a mental game that most of you have never seen by the time you get here, isn't it?
Yeah, especially as a freshman.
Right.
You have to remember your test stuff, let alone your scouting report.
Right.
And it's a mess. But once you start, you know, getting those years under you, you start seeing certain teams, you know what they like to do, you know what they go for, and you just adjust and adapt.
What do you like best about this team this year?
This year has been really different just because of the fact that it's really – it could be anybody's night, any night.
Sure.
That's scary.
Yeah. Like,
you know, especially having Dallas back, like, you know, having our big man in there, that's been special.
Yeah.
Seeing what he's went through.
Is this, and I've asked some other guys this, and when I do this, guys are always worried about offending, you know, previous teammates, that kind of thing. And I don't mean it that way, but is this the most complete team you've been on here?
I was talking with Alex the other day about that.
Yeah.
I was like, you think we're better than last year? And he's just like, we might be.
Because every team's different, right?
Yeah, we're a little deeper. We're, I think we can play with a lot more different matchups, too.
Right. Because of what comes in, because every team's going to be different, right? You bring in a freshman class, and that brings a whole new characteristic to a team.
Yeah.
And this freshman group, as you well know, very versatile. All four of those guys are very versatile. Two of them have got the bulk of the playing time. But when you look at this squad, I mean, like you said, there could be 7 or 8, 9 guys that can come out and get you 15 to 20 on any given night. There's 7 or 8, 9 guys can go out and get you 5 to 10 rebounds in one night, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's really kind of unique with this team, isn't it?
Yeah, it's I mean, you see it, you know, out there. Sometimes we're competing for rebounds. Like,
right.
You know, coach always says be selfish on the boards. And, you know, we're out there trying to fight each other for her.
Yeah, yeah. What has it meant for you to play alongside? Because when you're a wing guy and you're getting on a break and you know you've played alongside McKinley Wright, who will find you if you're open and get you the ball in the spot where he knows you like it. What's it mean playing for you as a wing guy, playing with a guy like that?
Yeah, it's special. There's nothing more you can say. It's just greatness, playing alongside greatness. You know, he put it in the pocket. He knows where you like your spots. He's always aggressive, so the defense has to commit. They gotta, they gotta collapse on him. So you're gonna be open, and if you're ready to shoot, it's good.
When do you know? When you've been a shooter, a very good shooter, your whole career. When do you know it's going in? When it's leaving your fingers, do you know?
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah, most of the time, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I once heard John Elway was talking about throwing a football,
mm-hmm.
and he said, as it's leaving my hands, I know if I'm delivering the ball that I need to. Yeah. Same thing when you're shooting?
Yeah. I mean, there's little discrepancies, and some might be long or short, but right. most of the time, you know.
Yeah, you can kind of feel it?
Yeah.
Do you know in warm-ups whether you're going to be feeling it that night?
Nah.
No?
Sometimes it's the complete opposite. That's
really?
That's the crazy thing. Yeah.
You couldn't throw in the ocean in the pregame warm-ups.
You might have saved them all for the game.
I've heard major league pitchers say that.
Yeah.
You know, they have just a terrible bullpen session, and then go out there and pitch a one-hitter. You know,
yeah.
If you wouldn't have been a basketball player, what other sport would you have played?
Tennis.
Really?
No question.
I never would have guessed that.
Yeah.
Where did that come from?
Man, it's one of these games. Like, it's just back and forth. It's cool. I fell in love with it probably last summer.
Okay.
And I played my junior year in high school.
You did? Okay.
I played doubles, so I wasn't that good.
All right.
Yeah.
Now is that because I know this program's had a history of some pretty heated ping pong matches. Does that translate at all to ping pong?
Yeah, I'm like that. I got to be top four ping pong players.
That's pretty good. Hey, give us a quick thought about Thursday night. You guys got a great opportunity with the two LA schools coming to town, don't you?
Yeah, no question. You know, these are two schools that are ready to compete, high teams in the league. And, yeah, we know we got to get these.
I like it. Well, three more at home, protect that home court. Let's go out strong and head to Vegas and look for big things in the postseason.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, there he is, Deshaun Schwartz, senior for the Buffaloes out of Colorado Springs. We're going to talk with J.R. Payne, head women's coach, coming up next. What a weekend they had picking up a road sweep. Got to love that. We'll talk to her coming up next. This is Colorado Basketball from Learfield, IMG College. Hey, Buffs, some of us might be cheering from home this season. Maybe you've got the big TV and game time snacks, but no room to cheer. No sweat, you've got options. When you work with Rocket Mortgage, you see all your options right up front. From down payments to closing costs, it's easy to see what fits your budget. So if you need a home big enough for your whole team, Rocket can. Get started at rocketmortgage.com. Rocket Mortgage, proud mortgage partner of CU Athletics.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
How do you become America's best-selling brand? Let's break it down. Innovative tech means smarter and safer driving. Intelligent all-wheel drive will keep you ready for anything. And built Ford Tough trucks will always get the job done. Plus, come into your local Ford store today and get super low APR financing, big cash back, and great lease offers on Ford's full line of cars, trucks, and SUVs. That's Ford, and that's how you become America's best-selling brand. Sales claim based on calendar year sales.
At Elevations Credit Union, we're big in a local way, and local in a big way. What do we mean? When you bank at Elevations, you'll find the sophisticated financial products, services, and technology you need, and the investment and community you deserve. We're not too big, we're not too small, and it's easy to become an Elevations member. Banking. It has a sweet spot, and we're it. Elevations Credit Union. It matters where you bank. Insured by NCUA.
It's back, the return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Director's Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first-place trophy in June for their season-long success. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, a premier institutional award jointly launched in 1993 by USA Today and NACTA.
Gerard Butler stars as a man determined to save his family from a catastrophic event. Rent, Greenland, now available at Redbox. When a comet is projected to hit Earth in 2 days and trigger the apocalypse, John Garrity desperately attempts to flee to a safe haven in Greenland with his estranged wife and son. The journey turns perilous as panic and lawlessness grow around them, making their path to safety uncertain. Watch Greenland and make it a Redbox night. Visit Redbox.com for all the ways to watch.
Out here, we charge into the heartland with Mountain Dew. Out here, there's no rush hour, just the rush of flying wide open on glassy water at 5 a.m. with your first dew in hand. And there's no spin class, just bright green spinner bait that ironically matches your second dew. Out here, we don't just play big buck hunt, we hunt actual big bucks. And out here, the best road is off-road, and the color of your truck is mud. Out here, it's dew.
Hey, Buffs fans. Voice of the Buffs, Mark Johnson here for UPS. Your customers want more from your business. You've got to make more happen. Whether they're in Boulder or on the other side of the world, globally or locally, UPS is building solutions to help businesses give their customers exactly what they want. More. Made easy. UPS, official logistics company of Colorado Athletics.
Back one final time on Buffs Prime Time, presented by Every Brewing Company. Voice of the Buffs, Mark Johnson, J.R. Payne. She's wearing a smile right now. Are you kidding me? You come back off a road sweep. They won on Friday at Washington State, 60-57, and then won in Seattle on Sunday, 55-50. Yeah, you're coming home with that. You're feeling pretty good about that, huh?
We are definitely feeling very thankful to have gotten through that trip. That's a really tough trip for a lot of reasons.
Yeah.
You know, they're two completely different ball clubs, so it's really hard to prepare. And
right.
You know, the travel is a little bit harder and things like that, but we're grinning ear to ear since the weekend.
Give us a bit of a recap. What'd you like about both those ball games?
Yeah, so the first game Friday at Washington State, you know, Washington State's been in the top 25 a little bit throughout the year,
yeah.
And just a really good team, and they beat us here. You know, we didn't lose too many games here in Colorado right. This year, but they got us early in the year. You know, they have the leading scorer in the league is a freshman. She plays for Washington State, so just a good ball club, you know, and we sort of wanted revenge. We haven't won in Pullman in 8 years, 9 years. Mm. You know, so there just was a lot yep. kind of that went into that game, but we played well. We basically kind of handled it from start to finish. You know, it got a little bit tighter towards the end of the game,
okay.
But hit some free throws down the stretch and had to execute some late game scenarios, and that was good. Maya scored and rebounded, you know, really well in that game. Frida was 0-for in that game.
How about that?
Yeah, and so to be able to win with her being 0-for, you know, was even more remarkable, I think, on the road. And then Washington, we actually opened up a pretty good lead, and then it dwindled away. We were up 17. They brought it all the way back to 2. We turned the ball over. We couldn't score. We were still kind of getting stops here and there, but it just, you know, it kind of dwindled away. Ironically, we won the ball game on free throws. How about that?
Fantastic.
You know, because we've lost games on free throws like this year. So, yeah, it was awesome. I think Maya hit six down the stretch. Frida hit two big ones, and we were sure glad to get a win there.
That shows something for Frida. And, again, we talked about her maturity a little bit. To go over against Wazoo and then come back and play the way she did against Washington.
Yeah, she had 17.7 rebounds.
That's mentally tough.
Absolutely, yeah. So, I mean, I think the whole team showed some mental toughness. Even though we let that lead, you know, slip away, to be able to dig in and do what we needed to do was pretty awesome.
You know, when you took this program over, you realize, okay, I'm building something here. You got your team at 8-8 in Pac-12 play.
Yeah, I mean,
you're in the top five right now.
Yeah, we're right currently in fifth place going into the last weekend, and you know, it just is a testament to the players that have really stuck it out. You know, even you know, from the Mayas and the Anikas, our seniors, and Sela and Peanut. You know, Sela having to go from 20 minutes a game to basically 40 minutes a game.
Right.
Over the last stretch, losing Jalen, like, just a lot of things have gone on for us this year, and our team has really bonded together. I think we're playing pretty well.
But that says something, JR, about what you and your staff are building. Your players buy in. They begin to help the new players who come in, freshmen, begin to understand. Yeah. That says something about culture, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, culture, I think, is a great word that describes our team right now, because I don't think you can go through the type of adversity we've been through this year. Yeah. If you don't have a bunch of great young women in your program, things are going to tumble, you know, just based on the adversity and struggle of playing during a COVID season. But everyone on our team is just absolutely awesome. You know, they get along and they're digging in together.
Do you, and we talked last week about not having your technical senior day, do you, and, you know, we just had Deshaun on, and he was joking when he walked, he goes, MJ, it's the last time, you know?
Yeah.
Do you, at the end of a season, I mean, you're realizing that you're going to kind of send this group of players who came in, we were talking before, they came in here as 18-year-old girls, and they're leaving at 22-year-old women now. Do you get a little emotional about that?
Absolutely,
You should.
I mean, I do. I love our players so much, and, you know, the joy that I have for the way that they've grown and blossomed as women, as leaders, as just people, you know, it far supersedes my sadness over them leaving us.
Yes.
You know, but it is really remarkable, and that's the greatest blessing of being a coach.
Oh,
you
get
to see that.
There's no doubt. You know what happens to broadcasters? Every year we get a year older, and the kids are always the same age.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
It's a crazy deal. Hey, before we wrap it up here, give me a thought now. You got one regular season game left.
Yep.
You've got to go to Salt Lake City this weekend to take on Utah. Give us a thought about that one.
Yeah, I mean, Utah is always a dangerous ball club because they shoot the three so well.
Right.
They lost their point guard same way we lost ours, to a hip surgery. And so their point guard has been out for a few weeks now, you know, and so they're kind of adapting and adjusting to that. But, man, they can really shoot it. So we're going to have to guard the three-point line and then just kind of do sort of what we do.
And think about, you know, wrapping up on a high note heading into the Pac-12 tournament.
Really important. Yeah, I mean, so great that we won these last two road games. And, you know, to be able to win a third on the third in a row on the road would be just awesome.
Do you always feel good about wrapping up with a road sweep like that? That's fantastic. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Now let's get Utah on and head to Vegas.
That's right. Let's do it.
All right. J.R. Payne, Gina Kalanopoulos on Friday. We'll take on Utah at noon in Salt Lake City as we put a wrap on Buffs Primetime presented by Avery Brewing Company. I'm voice of the Buffs, Mark Johnson. Thanks for joining us. This is Colorado Basketball from Learfield IMG College. Don't forget, the Colorado men have got USC coming to town. It's a 7 o'clock ball game. We'll talk to you on Thursday here on the Colorado Basketball Network.
Hey, Buffs fans. Mark Johnson here. With multiple hospital, urgent care, and specialty clinic locations across Colorado, UC Health celebrates Buffs fans as they live an extraordinary life. UC Health, the official healthcare partner of the University of Colorado. Hey, Buffs fans, this is Mark Johnson here at Hazel's Beverage World. Did you know that Hazel's has the friendliest staff and the largest selection of beer, wine, and spirits in Boulder? Hazel's is locally owned and operated and conveniently located at 28th and Pearl in Boulder. Remember, Hazel's is the official pre- and post-game headquarters of the Buffs.
Be you all at Hazel's Beverage World before or after the game.
Hey, Buff fans, visit Larry H. Miller Toyota Boulder for employee pricing. You pay what the employees pay, only at Boulder Toyota. We offer 2 years, no-cost maintenance with every new Toyota purchase or lease. Take advantage of our low upfront pricing on all pre-owned vehicles in every make and every model. Visit BoulderToyota.com for more information. Come visit us off Pearl and 48th, right off of Foothills Parkway, or online anytime at BoulderToyota.com. Go Buffs!
First National Bank is proud to be an official bank of CU Athletics and the exclusive provider of the CU Visa debit card. Find out how you can take the game with you with a CU Visa debit card free with any First National Bank checking account. Visit any branch or fnbo.com/buffs to get the ball rolling on your free CU Visa debit card today. First National Bank, an official bank of CU Athletics.
At Safeway, being part of the communities we serve has always been at the core of who we are. As a proud sponsor of the University of Colorado Buffaloes, we're committed to the players and the fans. And today, we're here for you now more than ever, offering safe, contactless grocery pickup with Drive Up and Go. Order online and we'll have your groceries ready whenever you are. So all you have to do is drive up and go. Download the Safeway delivery and pickup app today.
I am a nurse,
a firefighter,
a college student,
a mother,
and I am an American soldier.
I will always be ready
for every storm
and disaster that threatens my community.
I will always be there to protect my neighbors,
my family,
and my country.
We are the Army National Guard.
We are the Army National Guard.
We are the Army National Guard.
Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service.
Hey, Buffs fans, Mark Johnson here. With multiple hospital, urgent care, and specialty clinic locations across Colorado, UC Health celebrates Buffs fans as they live an extraordinary life. UC Health, the official healthcare partner of the University of Colorado.
You've been listening to Buffs Primetime with Tad Boyle and J.R. Payne. Brought to you by Coors Light, Mountain Cold Refreshment Made to Chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly. And by Pepsi. That's what I like. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Buffalo Sports Network.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.